Thanks, Charlie. On to GE Transportation, the smallest part of the business, but also growing substantially. As you look at what we have from a platform within transportation, it's really made up of four major pieces. First of all, the iconic locomotive and service platform, 17,000 locomotives out there globally, of which over 10,000 are under service. That is really the trademark of GE Transportation, but we also have a huge share of the wayside and train management, what controls these locomotives. In addition, we're growing a big franchise within mining. We have one of the world's best propulsion systems that goes on the off-highway vehicles, and we're using that as a way to establish a GE Mining, and I'll talk more about that. And finally, the adjacencies, energy storage, marine applications. We are the world's largest manufacturer of diesel medium-speed engines in Grove City. So a great franchise and growing nicely. As you look at the environment, some of this you know, North America from a locomotive perspective, you look at the freight numbers, pretty much stable. We're seeing a shift. Intermodal is up, coal is down. That is being offset internationally with ongoing movement towards rail transport. You've got the commodities that are moving, but you've also got the productivity of taking trucks off the road and putting them onto rail. Finally, on the mining capex, you see 13 slightly down, but again, as you look at the historical basis, still high spend from a mining perspective, and from a long-term perspective, we feel good. The competitors, you know them, they're well-established, good competitors, but we feel we're well-positioned, and we've really got some key strategic imperatives. Continuing to globalize, key theme, move away from just North America, and you'll see how we've done that. Growing in the service business. Moving into the analytics, the information of providing prognostics. I'll share what we're doing around that. Continuing to capitalize on energy storage, an organic growth of a business that 10 years ago started in the Global Research Center and now is on the marketplace. GE Mining as a platform, a lot has been written. I'll give you a flavor of what we're doing. You heard from Jeff. We don't need to make a big acquisition. We've got a unique opportunity with the capabilities we have and the products we already have. And finally, continuing to drive margin through simplification and productivity. Innovation, technology. This is the fastest selling locomotive platform in history. Since 2005, we've invested over $400 million in the Evolution locomotive. Many of you may know in 2015, the EPA is mandating Tier 4 emissions. We're already there. We have a prototype launched. We showcased it in August, and it shows the investment and the technology advantages that we at GE have. 2 years ahead of the mandate, we're going to be delivering prototypes of this locomotive and going into production with pre-pilot units so that we get the testing in place. But we're ready for 2015 as it comes, and we're also continuing to invest in the platform. This is on the diesel side, but the next big thing is LNG. You heard from Diane Heiselman the progress that's happening on LNG. We're in a unique position within GE to leverage what we have at a company level. Rail customers are looking at this as a unique opportunity. There's a huge spread when you look at the cost of diesel to LNG. When you look at the amount of cost they have within diesel, they can take advantage of this spread with a locomotive that runs on LNG. We have that capability. We're investing in the technology. Not only can we actually provide a locomotive that runs on LNG, we can provide the wing-to-wing system that enables them to actually refuel. So you saw some of the micro-technology of LNG within oil and gas. You saw the CNG. We can provide that wing-to-wing portfolio, and we think this is a $1 to $2 billion opportunity within GE. And in partnering with oil and gas, we'll be able to provide our rail customers a unique opportunity. Big item for us. Globalization. We have taken this business from being a North America-centric rail business to being a global franchise. We've been able since 2005 to shift into the global markets through partnerships and through the technology and differentiation. You can see Kazakhstan there. Probably not a country that many of you have been to. I tend to go there about 6 to 7 times a year. We have over 600 locomotives that are running. We've got a backlog in place of over $1 billion, and we manufacture and assemble with our partner about 100 locomotives. Last week alone, we announced a new order of passenger locomotives for 110 passenger locomotives that's worth $300 million. It's not just Kazakhstan, though. You look across Russia, you look across Australia, South Africa, we've delivered 143 locomotives, again, in partnership. What we're doing here globally is positioning ourselves with the incumbent, with the partner of choice, providing kits. This is a business that's going to continue growing, and internationally, rail has a great future. Got to take trucks off the road. How do you get smarter, though? What's the aspect of services? Here you can see what we're doing from a software perspective. We've got the hardware in place, but we're also now putting the smarts on that hardware. When you look at the locomotive itself, we have, as I mentioned, 10,000 locomotives under service agreements. How do we provide remote monitoring and diagnostics? How do we provide prognostics so as to avoid a failure? That's a huge saving opportunity for our customers. And we're working with customers such as Canadian Pacific, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, providing them these tools that enable to optimize their efficiency and asset utilization. It doesn't just go onto the locomotive itself. When you think about the total system, you think about optimizing everything along the value chain. What we have within GE Transportation through an RMI acquisition as well as through our investments that we've been making is the ability to increase velocity, increase performance, and provide that wing-to-wing for our customers. You look at the movement planner. This is, again, in place with Norfolk Southern. Provides them increased velocity. You go faster by 1 to 2 miles, you're talking $100 million. You look at asset utilization, a 5-point improvement in asset efficiency, $100 million opportunity. This is the way we're going to differentiate our service portfolio going forward. GE Mining. We've been providing products to the mining industry for over 50 years. We've got a great propulsion system in the off-highway trucks. We've also got across GE a franchise of motors, transformers, a lot of the products that go into mining from an energy as well as then from a crushing, processing perspective. What we're doing with GE Mining is we're taking all of that from a GE capability perspective and offering it as GE Mining to the customers. Our customers have asked us to do this. We can differentiate through technology, and that's what we're doing on the underground space. We've made some niche acquisitions, and we'll do those that make sense, but we can provide technology differentiation through the propulsion system. You can see we can provide the motors, the system integration, advanced drive, energy storage. Take the diesel engine out, and we've got this great battery that goes in. Emissions reduced, productivity increased, helping the mining industry on one of their biggest challenges, operating costs. So we think we're uniquely positioned to grow this platform organically with some niche acquisitions, bringing the power of GE to the mining sector, which is infrastructure-based. How do we do that? This is the story of energy storage. This is a technology that grew out of the GRC 10 years ago. We now have a facility in upstate New York. We are manufacturing this today. We have orders in place. This is unique technology, differentiated from lithium, differentiated from lead, much more superior from a life cycle and also from a weight perspective. Very good for the applications that require durability, are in remote places such as telecoms, energy grid storage, but then also for mobile applications. We're able to put this into an off-highway vehicle. We're able to put this in the future into a locomotive. And this we can do organically thanks to the technology we provide. And you can see the business opportunity. By 2020, a $1 billion business. You look at how we're driving margins. Again, within transportation, using the toolkit that we have across GE, simplification. As we go global, leverage the GGO that we have. Value gap, continuing to excel on the deflation aspect, making sure that we've got the good price performance in place. Product cost. Jeff shared with you what we're doing with the Evolution locomotive, taking 7 destructive cost outs, again, improving margin. and service margins with the differentiation of analytics, prognostics, improving the value proposition. So as you look at this business, growing margins, and also the outlook, positive. We feel good about the investments we've made, the sector we're in, and through technology differentiation, through continuing to globalize this business and taking advantage of the niche products that we're growing from energy storage, the mining industry. We feel we're very well positioned for the next few years of solid growth and solid margins. With that, I'm going to pass it to Steve Bolt.